Now introducing Robin Preston, representing the Liberal Party. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for coming tonight and being so proactive in wanting to know about your candidates. And can I congratulate the candidates on the way we've conducted this so far. Thank you going forward. Look, I've been elected to this role as your local state member since 2019. And it took me 18 pre-selections to get to this stage. Now, most people would walk away after the first. And I guess that brings to point my dedication and advocacy and my commitment to never give up on issues that I see are wrong. That's why I got into politics. I wasn't happy about what was being done in my community. So rather than stand there and whinge about it and complain, I thought, no, do something about it and have a say. And since then, I've learned so much about my community, about what really matters. And sometimes it can be as simple as a pothole at the front of your house that really wreaks havoc with your mental health and well-being. And so you shouldn't discount anything that matters to every single individual, whether it's large or small. And so since being elected into this role, I've had great engagement with active groups like the Pittown Progress Association and all the other community groups here. And I think in that time, if you listen to what they have to say, you really understand what is bothering people out in Hawkesbury and beyond. And since 2019, we've gone through a drought, bushfires, 6 floods in around 18 months, and a pandemic to throw in as well. So we've been through a lot, haven't we? And the one thing I noticed in Hawkesbury compared to other communities is the way we all pull together and help each other. We help our mates. And my role has been to work with you on that and to try and find solutions for you, whatever they are. And I think when I first came into this role, the Pittown Bypass was an important piece of infrastructure that had been promised for about 30, 50 years. And the West Invest funding, which has funded a lot of the announcements that I've put forward over the last few months, has been a $5 billion injection of funding. Now, that has not been borrowed money from China or any other country. That is money that this government has put together through their policies. So the funding we've been made available has been quite extraordinary for Hawkesbury. Hawkesbury's got a very big pie of the West Invest pie. Blacktown Council were very successful as well, but so much so that I actually received, and I want to thank the councillors that are here tonight, a thank you letter from Hawkesbury City Council for the funding that this state government, this Liberal and National state government had provided for projects that would never ever have been afforded by the local government council. You know, you're looking at, yes, $4.8 million for an upgrade to Turnbull Oval, which is part of the West Invest funding. It's not borrowed money as such. It's funding that was allocated for Western Sydney councils, 15 councils, and it was spread amongst those. And I've got to say that your general manager in Hawkesbury Council and staff did an amazing job in putting forward projects that Hawkesbury has now been in receipt of. The challenge will be to manage and get those projects up and running as quickly as possible. There were community groups that have got a lot in the funding as well. The YMCA down at Yarramundi got $44 million for a big conference centre and wellness centre down there. Richmond Pool, $30.3 million. And it's about time because that's got great memories, that pool, but it's got a lot of history and it needs an upgrade. So a 50-metre indoor pool, the Richmond Pool, has been really well received. These are projects within local government areas that I know that the council are very happy about. And I want to make sure that going forward, you have a plan that this government takes you forward to as well. It's a 5-point plan. It's about growing our economy so that we can pay for the services that New South Wales needs. Reducing pressure on households. We saw, the cost of living is a really big issue for many, many families. I was talking to some of you here earlier and saying that we don't have a big turnover of locals in this particular area. And when they do turn over, they often move around Hawkesbury because Hawkesbury's that sort of place where you don't want to leave, you like to stay. But looking at the mortgage stress and how that will impact on people, so trying to make the cost of living better for them. We're looking at toll relief of $750 a year. That'd be nice, $750,000, wouldn't it? But looking at active kids vouchers as well and creative kids vouchers. We've actually provided $4.8 million in the active kids vouchers and $574,000 back to school vouchers. So helping parents on the back to school travelator, I suppose you could call it. Little things like school books, uniforms, getting ready for school, that's often a big impost. So we look at the way we can actually engage and help with our community overall. I want to talk about the 900,000 families and households that are receiving energy rebates as well. That has helped. And just to let you know, 180 hospitals have been upgraded or built since 2011, and 200 new or upgraded schools have been produced. So what you've got going forward is an economy that is propelling forward. We have the lowest unemployment since 1970. It's 3.4%. People have jobs. We gave Hawkesbury City Council $11.4 million to repair potholes because it has a small base and it can't possibly cover 3,071 square kilometres. That's what the state seat is here. How do you compare that with Vaucluse, who has 15 square kilometres? Think of the road effort to upkeep and maintain it in Hawkesbury compared to, say, an inner city council. So there's some really big challenges there, and we as a state government have worked in a very good partnership, I think, with Hawkesbury City Council in this term to provide that extra funding that we know you can't possibly provide. So I wanted to talk about a couple of things that we're looking at going forward. I want to look at $9.8 million is what's needed, and I know the council have put this forward as a suggestion for an evacuation route. And I really think we need to work with the council and the community groups on delivering that in the next term. I'm pleased that we've got the $100 million for the Pitt Town bypass and the funding for the new Richmond Bridge and the $8 million for the fire control centre and emergency centre at Wilberforce. So, look, there's big projects that we have to continue. I want to be your local member in this area so that I can continue the work that we're doing now and beyond. Thank you so much. I'll leave it.